Welcome back to Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Every Tuesday, we take a closer look at Michigan's environment. Today, we talk recycling. Our next guests have been studying the possibility of greater recycling of home construction materials. It's a relevant issue in Michigan because of the removal of many blighted homes in Detroit, Flint, and Lansing, but is also an issue around the country. We welcome Lauren Ross. Lauren's a researcher at the Michigan State University Center for Community and Economic Development. Lauren wrote a story about this topic recently for Bridge Magazine. Welcome. And George Berghorn is an assistant professor of construction management here at Michigan State. Welcome, George.
Thank you, Mark.
You write a lot, or you write that a lot of old housing, the lumber, the windows, the window frames, the roofing, simply gets hauled to the landfill. In Michigan, is it essentially everything, or do we recycle anything that comes down from an old house?
Currently, the practice is to throw everything away. It's quicker, it's cheaper, especially since a lot of the money coming to remove these blighted homes comes from the federal money. They're often on a very tight deadline, so the land banks don't have time to sort through the materials.
You write also that in California, it's a law that some percentage or another is made of recyclable material. Is it that a lot of home construction materials can't be recycled in Michigan, or that it's not cost efficient?
Right now, it's cheaper to throw it in the landfills.
More a cost efficiency.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay. Michigan has some of the lowest tipping fees in the country, so it's really more cost efficient to just throw it all away.
And there's an irony to this because there's been a push, or at least there's been talk of a push, the last few years about strengthening recycling in particular here in Michigan. This would be an opportunity to do just that. Is the deconstruction of homes on the state legislature's radar right now, or on the radar of state officials? Do you know?
I don't believe that it is.
Okay. George, share your thoughts on this. You are an assistant professor of construction management here at Michigan State University. Is there nowhere to go but up for Michigan here?
I think you hit the nail on the head, Mark. There really is nowhere to go but up. We have a very limited salvage building materials economy that's grown in a grassroots way in places like Detroit. There's some small nonprofit organizations that are doing this. But if you compare us to California, where you've got regulatory and policy tools on the side of encouraging the recycling of building materials, we have a long, long way to go.
And I imagine the older the house, the less in it that might be recycled, though. Is that generally true?
I'm not sure about that. There might actually be more. One thing that's for sure, and I can speak from my own personal experience with a house that I'm in now that was built in 1900, the value of the material that's in older homes is often much greater.
So that speaks to the importance of recycling.
Absolutely. Yes.
Lauren, I have to say, your article makes it sound dollar-wise to do this. You admit it takes more time and it takes more money, but I'll quote from your story here, the social, environmental, and economic benefits outweigh those costs. You also write, once the materials obtained through the process of deconstruction are sold, they pay for the process and also generate a net profit, unquote. Can you run through some of the key numbers that you and others have arrived at here?
So what we get at is, according to the Blight Elimination Program in Michigan, they roughly run about $10,000 to demolish, and that's throwing everything away. That money never comes back. Mm-hmm. If you'd actually deconstruct the home, numbers that we've received from places like Architectural Salvage Warehouse in Detroit say that it costs about $30,000, $35,000 to deconstruct the home. It usually takes probably 3 to 5 business days to do that. So it's a little bit longer, a little more expensive, but then you take those materials, which especially in an older home could be worth more money as they're antique and higher quality, as George mentioned, and you can sell those materials either as new construction building or repurpose them into other materials. Like I've seen them make tables, repurposing metal windows from industrial factories, things like that. And those have a higher value once you resell them than strictly structural materials.
Some of the other hurdles that you acknowledge here, you mentioned already. One is Michigan's low tipping fees. Mm-hmm. Why is that the case? Is that just the way it's always been, or what?
You know, I can speak from a little bit of personal experience. My first encounter with Michigan ever, I was a construction project manager working in other parts of the country. My first experience with Michigan was disposing of waste in the state that we generated about six states over, because the tipping fees in Michigan were that low that it was that cost effective for us to move waste into Michigan. So there's definitely a solid waste policy side of this that encourages the disposal of material in the landfill, for sure.
George Berghorn's an assistant professor of construction management here at MSU. Also, Lauren Ross joins us. Lauren's a researcher at MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. We're talking about the possibility of greater recycling of home construction materials. Lauren, you also write that Michigan has no policy concerning recycled material in new construction. How important is that?
I think that's very important, Mark. Some of the things that happen, I think, on new construction sites is that the builders possibly will say cut a 2x4, and let's say they cut it the wrong size. They just throw that in the trash instead of going and recycling it to be used somewhere else that might need that size. They just throw it away and start over. Another thing that we've been hearing a lot lately is about the historic preservation laws and the cost to maintain those historic properties. The recycled materials from these older homes would be very important to rebuilding those homes and keeping them up to date and keeping them current to their or accurate to their time period. Those materials aren't available anymore. A lot of the old growth that was used in the construction of those homes can then be salvaged and reused to maintain those homes instead of tearing them down or removing those laws.
As you both know, construction and related industries are big, important sectors of the economy, and you're suggesting pretty significant changes here. George, in the past, what has the construction industry had to say about reforms like this? And what do we hear coming from Michigan construction people?
Honestly, Mark, I really don't think the conversation is happening at an industry-wide level in Michigan right now. Again, current practice on job sites, and a lot of that's been driven over the last 10 years by changes related to green building certification, things like LEED, is that contractors will source separate their waste on site and will attempt to find places to recycle or repurpose construction waste on the site. But as we get into this notion of demolition of buildings versus deconstruction, it's really not a conversation that's reached any level of maturity with our demolition industry in the state yet.
Lauren, you wrote in your Bridge Magazine article that one issue here is that there are, and you alluded to this already once before too, deadlines in these blight removal agreements. Derelict structures have to be addressed by such and such a date, but recycling suggests a more time-consuming process. Do these deadlines need to be extended or loosened up in order to move the ball forward here?
I think that's kind of what we're looking at, is having a conversation with the federal government, with the state government, and saying the current practice is outdated, the current practice is not efficient, and it's not good for our communities, and we need to look at all of the details surrounding these dollars that are being spent, specifically and especially the deadlines.
We got less than a minute. George, do you see this trend in other states? You just returned from Mississippi, I know, discussing this with people down there.
Absolutely. And Mississippi invited us to come down and visit with them because they feel that they're even further behind than we are.
Oh.
So while we've made a little progress in relation to other states, we've made great leaps. So we're being viewed as a resource. But yes, we've seen this in other states. Wisconsin, certain areas in Wisconsin have done some of this. The Seattle area, so in Washington State, specifically the Seattle area, we've seen this also take off at a much greater pace than what we're doing here now.
We have been talking about the possibility of recycling more home construction materials here. We want to thank our guests. George Berghorn is an assistant professor of construction management here at Michigan State. Lauren Ross is a researcher at MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. I recommend her story about this topic that appeared recently in Bridge Magazine. George, Lauren, thank you.
Good
luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Current State discusses Michigan's environment every Tuesday. Our segments and others about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and at wkar.org.